Local news and your place to talk about it. It's time for Central Iowa Today.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB. We're glad to have you along today. We're going to talk with a local author who's going to tell us what is the latest going on with Marshall T. Trowell. I'm sure we've all been waiting for that, which I know Joe has. Joe Carter is with us. He's president and CEO of Marshalltown Company, and you may remember we visited with him several months ago. He and his daughter Hannah put out a book called Marshall T. Trowell and Family, Concrete, Work Hard, Work Together. Part of that proceeds ended up going back to Marshalltown for tornado relief. And Joe, when we talked to you back then, you said you had another book in mind that you were kind of working on. Were you surprised that it, that by the way, welcome, first of all.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice to have you
Thank
here.
You.
But did you think the book would be out, you'd have it ready this quickly after the first one?
We certainly hope so. So that was the goal, and we hope to have our third one out, which is in draft form right now. We hope to have that out in 2020, and we'll probably have it out even earlier than this one in the year 2020. So, so I don't think we were surprised. We kind of know we've got four that we want to do, and we've had some requests from archaeologists to do a fourth one, but a fifth one.
A fifth one, yeah.
Yeah.
So how was the response, the overall response to the first one with Marshall T. Trowell? I know it wasn't, you didn't expect it to, you know, we were joking ahead of time, maybe talk the New York Times bestseller list, but, you know, sold a good number of those to help out and put some money back into the community, which is great.
Yeah, we sure did. I think my brother had hoped that we'd be on the New York Times bestseller list so that he could say he knew someone that was on that list. But actually, the results of the book sale were fantastic. You know, we've gotten them around the country through a lot of our own hardware contractor stores that we do business with. But we've sold something over 8,000 books, and that realized an extra $500 to the VOTEC program at the high school, an extra $500 to the tornado relief at Habitat for Humanity. And we tried to do that about a month ago, get that money to them as we were about ready to announce book two. And so we'll have this same thing for book number two, except all of it's going to go towards the VOTEC program at the high school, which is focused on the construction programs as they try and launch that. And we were able to present a check to the high school for the first book, and that was just a lot of fun. Got to meet some fine young people who were in those classes, as well as the instructors who were in there, and just really impressed with what they're trying to do.
And, you know, and the book, is when we visited before, and, you know, in this new one, on drywall is no different. You know, you're really trying to spark interest in younger folks in the building trades, where there's a need for, there's going to be a need for a lot of years for folks to do that kind of work.
Yeah, there always has been a need, and I think as high schools and colleges got away from a lot of the VOTEC training, it's become on the unions and some of the trade organizations to do that sort of thing. But I think when the building recession hit 2006 on through about 2012, we really saw a downturn and a loss in those qualified people, whether it had been, you know, in the HVAC, electrician, you know, didn't really matter which area it was. But we focused on those that fit our tools. So concrete, drywall, will come out with brick, and then tiling after that, and a new line of flooring, that flooring tools that we've got. So we've got a lot to talk about, and we hope that it inspires young people to want to look at the trades as a potential career. A lot of satisfaction in accomplishing a job that's well done. But we also hope to send a strong message, a good, solid message for kids with the book. So maybe even if your kid isn't going to go into the trades, it still sends a good message. So the message of book number two, you can be anything you want to be. You know, work hard, work together on book number one. And we hope to continue to just send out those same positive feelings with each one of the books.
So tell us about this second book. You know, again, you mentioned you can be anything you want to be. Drywall. Does it have a really mysterious plot to it?
Well, it kind of does. I mean, I hope that it's a tearjerker at the end. We've got a Henry Hopper gun and his big brother, Tim the Texture Sprayer. And so there's a little bit of that going on between the two siblings and how Henry wants to be like his big brother, Tim. And so it's kind of a, you know, it might be an emotional spot there in the book, we hope, at the end. So a lot of fun, but, you know, it's not too comical. I think Vicky Vaxander is probably one of my favorites. She's got some great eyeballs that are looking for the imperfections in the wall as she goes to sand. So there's a lot of different moving parts within the storyline, and you know, we just hope that kids will enjoy that and reading it with their parents, and we'll have a little bit of fun while still trying to inspire kids to the trades. But can I be remiss if I didn't say something soon? It's my daughter who has illustrated the book again.
I was going to go right there. Said, yep. Was it as much fun doing the second one with your daughter as it was the first?
You know, I think it might have been more fun because we had a better idea what we were going to do, and you know, had a after working through book number one, there were a lot less things that we had to discuss, like what the cover was going to feel like, what we wanted the pages to be like. So we were able to mimic in the printing of book number two what we did in book number one, so the look and feel will be much the same. And so then it really is you know, being able to take my words of the book and being able to have some fun with you know, how it all fits together in the storyline with all those illustrations that she's done. And it was her idea, and I don't know if you've noticed this yet in the book, but we really thought, you know, we want to make a better tie to Marshalltown, Iowa itself. And so that was one of the cool things that she added to the book. So there's a little spot of Helberg's Jewelers.
Right. I was just noticing that. Yeah.
And then one of the work scenes, there's a Taylor's Made Right bag that's sitting on a workbench. And so we talked to the Helbergs, and we talked to the Shorts at Taylor's Made Right and asked them if we could do that sort of thing, and they both responded with a resounding yes. But we thought that way, if people buy it for someone that they know that might live outside the community but has a tie to Marshalltown, they'd have a little bit of fun with that. And if it happens to be somebody in New York City that gets the book that has no idea what those two organizations are, well, so be it. But it didn't hurt anything if we had them in there. It was a lot of fun.
These days, it's all about product placement, isn't it?
Right.
Because, you know, you do have a few pieces of equipment in there that have another logo on them. I think it's an M for Marshalltown.
Well, we've noticed that the city is so kind to put our name, our company name, up on the water towers. And so we've really enjoyed that. We thought we'd just get them the city some extra press by putting their name in the book.
How many folks did you come across between the time that concrete came out and now with drywall have kind of looked at you and said, don't you have anything better to do? I say that very tongue in cheek.
Yeah, right.
You don't see that on the radio here, but right. You know, it's very tongue in cheek because it's like, you know, really, you're writing a kid's book?
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of things to get accomplished. My kids are all grown these days, so I don't have as many activities of theirs to go to. But no, it's just a fun passion for me. I've always wanted to write, and this was just a way to maybe help out a little bit and be able to do something that was fun for me.
So, how compatible on this project are you and your daughter Hannah? Are you both on the same page, or sometimes is it like, you know, Dad, you really need to do it this way, and you go, no, this is my book, you need to do my words? How are you in that collaborating process?
Ken, you're getting kind of personal now. And you know, we can't reveal all of our secrets as to how our family is put together. No,
I don't want you to reveal any secrets. Yeah, I'm just curious.
No, it's you know, pretty compatible. I think you know, she's helped with hey, I think if we said this way it might be a little bit better, that sort of thing. And I've certainly been able to when she's got the person who's placing the concrete maybe in the wrong orientation, you know, that's helped. But very little arguing for a 25-year-old daughter and her older father to work through those things. I think it's worked out pretty well.
So, you mentioned that there's going to be four books in this series. And this book, by the way, we want to make sure we let everybody know it is available now.
Yep.
Where is it available? How can people get a copy of this and help support the overall effort?
Absolutely. We've got a number of places in town. Matter of fact, last night we launched the book at Stepping Stones, and they've got our book there on Main Street in Marshalltown, so they're available there. I think the Book Nook has them. They've at least got book number one, I should say. I don't know that they've got book number two yet. And then in a number of different spots, I think Strand, Thompson True Value, Helberg's again, Salon, 19 Salon and Spa, a number of them that are mentioned in the front part of the book. And then we'll do another signing at the library on December 8th. From one, which is a Sunday, December 8th, from 1 to 3. And so that ought to be a lot of fun. And then lastly, on Amazon, but if you're going to go online to do it, we'd actually prefer you go to marshalltrowell.com. And right from there, you can click on the Marshalltown link, and it'll take you directly to our homepage, or that link on the homepage where you can buy a book there on marshalltown.com.
When we visited about the concrete book, I know you mentioned that you had an idea for this series that was already working, and you know, you even mentioned here a few minutes ago about a draft for the third book. Is that an incubation process that's ongoing, or is it the kind of thing for you that you go, you know, well, I'm going to work on this for a while, but I can go on and do some other things and then come back to it later? Is it something you have you that constantly is going through your mind? How does that work with you?
I won't say it's constantly, but it's been an incubation period, especially for book number two and book number three. Book number four is just barely on the mind, but coming up with what the right message should be, putting together the projects and the tools is really kind of fun, and the last little bit that kind of comes together, what we're going to name them, you know, whether it be Henry the Hopper Gun or Nicky Knife, and you know, we've got our Rasp, there's a Pete Panel Lifter in there, so got a lot of fun names we can come up with. Those are kind of easy, so.
What about the experience that you and Hannah had when you had the opportunities? I know you did at least one that I remember off the top of my head at the Marshalltown Public Library, where you did a reading of the first book to the kids, and you not only got to read it to them, but you got to see their reaction. That must have been a little special as well.
Yeah, that was a great time. With book number one, we did a reading at each one of the elementary schools within the Marshalltown community, okay, whether it be the Christian school, Catholic school, St. Francis, or all of the public schools that we did. And then we did one at the library as well. And I think that really was a lot of fun for me. I think it was for Hannah as well. And, boy, we got some great letters from the fourth graders at Franklin Elementary School that they wrote us thank yous and asked us great questions. So I think that may have been the highlight. A little bit tougher time of year for my daughter to get back from Portland, Oregon. And so we're not going to do the book reading this time. I'll hopefully get her back for Christmas, but I don't think that gives us the time we want for reading.
So before we totally run out of time, again, the book is available now. We talked about some of the local places where you can stop by and get it. And then you're going to have another one coming up on December 8th at the Marshalltown Public Library.
Yep, Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
And Marshall T. Trowell and marshalltrowell.com.
So have you... are you considering maybe some associated merchandise, maybe some little stuff things, or have you got a trowel that's at Marshall T. Trowell on it? The next step in merchandise.
Yeah, exactly right. We don't have that quite in mind. We've sort of joked about it, but that's as far as we've gone.
Well, thanks for visiting with us. You know, much success on this one. You know, at least as much, if not more, than with concrete. And I know that the folks whose efforts you're supporting, you know, really appreciate it. The VOTEC program, you know, some of the tornado relief at Marshalltown. And I know that it's a big focus in the community of trying to get more folks into the trades. And this is a great way to do it. So thanks for all you and Hannah do, and continued success with it.
Ken, thank you so much.
Joe Carter, our guest, the author of Marshall T. Trowell and Family Drywall. You can be anything you want to be, as illustrated by his daughter, Hannah. Our guest today on Central Iowa Today, here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.